This is an opportunity now for us to complete the important work of concluding the trade agreements that are being negotiated, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This sets a framework for being able to do that. It provides an incentive for us to getting that work done. And we know if it gets done, we're going to see increased agricultural sales, increased exports, better paying jobs for Americans, and it's certainly going to be beneficial to rural America. So it was great to watch the president do what presidents do, which is to use a lot of pens to sign their name on a very important piece of legislation. People are supposed to have heartfelt, passionate views on things, but at the end of the day, they need to find common ground. And in this particular case, the common ground was greater transparency in trade discussions, an opportunity for Congress and the public to have plenty of time to review any trade agreements negotiated, assurances that we looked at higher standards for labor and environment. I'm fairly confident that the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement will set an historic marker in terms of higher standards. As the President said, for far too long, the United States has been dealing with trade agreements that have basically been the lowest common denominator, and now we're going to be about advocating for the rest of the world to have the high standards that we've had in environment and labor. And obviously, a tremendous opportunity to reduce tariffs and to get a system that's science-based and rules-based, all of which will play to the competitive edge that the U.S. has.